There was a request made in the text during our youth and adult Sabbath school time for the quote where I'd mentioned that Sister White stated the closer we come to Christ, the more that we would recognize how far away we were from him. And here is the quotation. This is from the book Christ Triumphant, page 116. Not the pompous, boastful, unbelieving person, but the humble, faithful one is mighty in the sight of God. In order that he may answer their prayers, the Lord desires his people to obtain an individual experience. The nearer they come to Jesus Christ, the closer their view of his loveliness and life, the more humble will be their opinion of themselves. The lower their estimate of self, the more distinct will be their views of the glory and majesty of God. When individuals claim that they are sanctified and holy, no clearer evidence is needed to show that they are not holy. And that was from Manuscript 36, 1885. Again, from Christ Triumphant, page 116. So happy Sabbath, dear ones, and welcome to our main church service on this 16th day of May in 2020. Welcome to those that are joining us in the room, those that are listening to the recording, and those that are on the phone with us. I'm so glad to have you in fellowship. And before we get into our sermon, our opening song is titled, Be Thou My Vision. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light.
Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my and I, thy true son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one.
Speeches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou art thou only, first in my heart. O King of glory, my treasure thou art.
O King of glory, my victory won, rule and reign in me till thy will be done. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. May we indeed keep our thoughts upward, focused on our Lord, until he indeed becomes our life and we are hid in him. And please join with me in prayer. And precious Father in heaven, we thank you and praise your name for sending Jesus down to reveal yourself to us in such rich splendor and marvelous character. And Savior, help us indeed to focus upon you, that we might be changed moment by moment, even if we do not realize it. Help us indeed to grow in grace, to advance step by step upward, not to focus on the trials and the difficulties of the way, but to focus on the goal of being with you for eternity. Thank you for not rewarding us according to our evil deeds, for none of us would still be alive if that occurred. Thank you for winking at the time of our ignorance, but also for calling us to repent, that we might be getting ourselves ready, prepared to meet you in the clouds of the air, but especially to get ourselves prepared for the judgment that is facing and has begun upon this world and us as individuals. Please continue to dwell with us. Dear Spirit, open our understanding. Let us behold greater, wondrous things out of the Word of Life. Help not a single precious gem of truth escape our notice, but allow us to be attracted to its glittering brilliance as it is from our Savior and reveals to us more of his character. Indeed, be thou our vision today. And help the things of the earth, the things of the world, the trials and difficulties that are occurring on this earth be lost sight of, that we might be wholly enveloped in the joy, the peace, the brilliancy of the Word of God. Thank you for thy great love, for another day to prepare, and a day closer to our Savior's return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So again, welcome, dear ones. And this is part 6 in our series, Jesus, My and Your Righteousness. And for those that would like to follow along with the notes and the quotes I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID2006.htm. And our opening text is found in Romans 8:1, this is quote number 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So not in self, not in the world, but in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. And throughout this series, we've learned that after we've confessed and repented of all our sins, God will freely forgive us. We become justified and clothed in the righteousness of Christ by faith alone and are accepted as being the sons and daughters of God, as if we've never sinned at all. We've seen that we are also given the grace and the strength, the shining armor of God, to use in standing and fighting this good fight of faith while we are walking forward and upward in this process of sanctification and righteousness through faith and works combined. And last Sabbath, we learned that Christ even makes up for our deficiencies and defects of character with his righteousness as we do our best to obey the will of God. And all these wonderful things of grace are provided us by God and Jesus Christ because they love you and me stupendously, and they want us to be saved and to live with them forever. So that's what we've learned so far. But as amazing as this plan of salvation is, and all that God and Christ have already provided for each one of us that we've seen, it even goes beyond this. They have provided more to help each one of us to be saved and not to be lost. And this is what we're going to learn today. What more has God and Christ provided for you that you might be saved? Now, how many of us can overcome by ourselves in our own strength and gain salvation? And the answer is not one of us. Let me ask another question. How many of us can overcome by ourselves in the strength and power of God and gain salvation? And again, the answer is not one of us. If you look at quote number 2 from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And then in Philippians 2, verses 12 to 13, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. These verses reveal that not a single one of us can overcome by ourselves. And they also reveal that God cannot overcome for us without our help. So this shows that overcoming is a co-partnership. It's a combined union. It's a joint effort between God and you that will enable you to overcome and gain salvation in his strength. But let's think about this co-partnership for a moment. Since God has spent so much time, has sacrificed so much, has put forth so great an effort to provide you with justification and righteousness by faith, then do you think that he would just abandon you? That he would leave his newly justified and righteous young child to battle all alone against sin and the devil? After he's expended so much for you to be saved, do you think he would now just leave you to fight the battle all alone? And the answer is no way. He loves you too much to sit on the sideline and just watch you struggle. Now also, after all the time, all the pain and sacrifice that Christ endured to provide you with his precious robe of righteousness, Do you think that Christ would just abandon you to battle all alone against sin and the devil as well? And again, the answer is no. Christ also loves you too much, and he also cannot sit on the sidelines just watching you struggle without coming to help you. If you look at quote number 3, from Hebrews 13, verses 20 to 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now these verses reveal that it's both God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ that are actively working for your and my perfection and salvation. Not just God the Father, but also Jesus Christ. But after all that you and I have done to both our Father and to Jesus our Savior, all the sins and wickedness that we've committed against them, and yet they still love you and me enough to sacrifice so much in order to save us? How's that possible? It's indeed a mystery. In Colossians 1, verses 26 to 9, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Now, if you look at quote number 4, we read that God worketh in you to do his good will. But just how is God the Father in you? We read earlier that it's through Jesus Christ that God works within us. And Jesus Christ is the connecting link or the mediator between God and you. That's 1 Timothy 2:5. Now, we also read that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. But just how is Jesus Christ in you? And the answer is through the Holy Spirit of truth, which is the representative of Christ. In John 14, verses 10 to 20, we read, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, and this includes helping us to overcome sin and remedy the defects in our characters, Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And how does Christ come to us? It's through the Holy Spirit. Continuing. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Also in 1 John 4:13, hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And in 2 Timothy 1:14, the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. So all these verses reveal to us that God the Father works in us through his Son Jesus, and Jesus Christ works in us through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit works in us through the truth, or the Word of God. So we see that all three mighty gods and divine beings in the Godhead are not just sitting on the sidelines watching you and me battle all alone, but they are each actively working in us so that we can all together fight this battle against sin and overcome the devil. In Review and Herald of May 2, 1912. The Godhead was stirred with pity for the race, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit gave themselves to the working out of the plan of redemption. So it was not just God our Father and the Lord God Jesus Christ that are working for our salvation, but the Holy Spirit is also working for our salvation. So as long as you continue to walk and advance forward in the armor of God, as long as you are working to please him through faith, and continue holding on to and retaining the righteousness that was given you by faith in the beginning when you were justified, then how could you fail? How could you fall and not gain the victory? It's not just God the Father that's working in you. It's also God the Son. And it's not just God the Father and God the Son that are working in you. It's also God the Holy Spirit. So as long as you continue through faith holding on to Jesus, retaining his righteousness, how could you fall? How could you fail to gain the victory? That's why we're to be baptized in the name of all three of these mighty gods, so that each one has your permission to help you all along this straight and narrow pathway. Christ tells us in Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. But dear ones, the Holy Spirit is the key. Without the Holy Spirit being in you, then you would not have either Jesus or God the Father in you as well. And that's why the Holy Spirit is called another comforter besides Christ. And amazingly, the Spirit is given you as a free gift without cost from God the Father. You look at quote number 5 from Luke 11, verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And in Acts 2, verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, what kind of power do these three gods have as they work in us? They, of course, have divine, infinite power. So then, since we would have this direct connection to their divine, infinite power working in us, then how many times can we gain the victory over sin and the devil? You look at quote number 6 in 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So how many victories can we gain over sin and the devil? If we have God's divine infinite power working in us? Every sin, dear ones. Because his seed remaineth in us. So what represents this seed? We're told in Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee, or the serpent, and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now let's look at this text a little closer. Who bruised the head of the serpent, or Satan? Amen. It was Jesus Christ. Jesus was superior to the devil in every area because he never gave in to any of Satan's temptations. So if Christ bruised the head of Satan, then who bruised the heel of Jesus? And that would be the devil, because the devil crucified Christ on the cross. So then who represents the seed that is given to us when we are born again? This seed represents Jesus Christ. In Galatians 3:16, thy seed, which is Christ. Now, if you look at quote number 7. Before we were born again, what did our spiritual clothing or garments look like? And we're told in Isaiah 64, verse 6, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Now this verse reveals that before we were born again, we were clothed in filthy and sin-stained garments of unrighteousness. Now let's look a little closer at this text. The Hebrew word that's used for filthy in this text is ed, E-D. And this word translates and means menstrual flux, soiling, filthy. And that's Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, Hebrew word number 5708. And the Hebrew word used for rags in the text is beged. And this word translates and means clothing, cloth, garment, or rag. And that was Strong's word number 899. So, filthy rags literally translates clothing or garments that have become soiled and made filthy by the menstrual flux that occurs during a woman's monthly cycle. And in Leviticus, it mentions that this menstrual issue of blood defiles and makes unclean everything that it comes in contact with. And that's found in Leviticus 15, verses 19 to 27. These filthy rags is a very descriptive picture of someone who's contaminated with sin. And this means that any good deeds of righteousness which they might do could not be accepted by God because it was done while they were in these filthy garments that contaminated everything that they did. But once we are born again, we've learned that these filthy garments are removed from us. That we are then cleansed and clothed in Christ's robe of righteousness, and the seed, or Jesus Christ, is planted within us. Now, what happens when a woman becomes impregnated with seed? What happens to her menstrual cycle? It stops. And there's no more blood to defile her garments. So then, in this born-again condition, we become, as it were, impregnated with the seed, or we have Jesus Christ living within us. In other words, we are united with divinity. So then what happens when humanity and divinity are combined together? We read earlier that whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. So then this means that once your weak efforts to obey God combines with the divine infinite strength and grace of Christ within, you will not sin. You will do the will of God. So I hope that you can see that you could then do works of righteousness that would be accepted by God because you are no longer clothed in the filthy rag experience that you once had when you were living in sin and fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. Because now Christ is planted within. You're born of God and thus can do His will and be accepted of Him. We're told in 2 Peter 1, verses 1 to 4. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And how you escape that is by allowing Jesus Christ to be planted within your life, born again unto God. So if the women out there have ever wondered why God has allowed them to go through periods, why God has allowed certain women to become pregnant and their period ceases, there's a spiritual, important, vital lesson connected with that experience. It's not just by happen chance. It was purposely done to teach a vital lesson of salvation. I pray that each one of us will indeed come to God repenting of our sins so that we may have these filthy rags removed from us. Have Jesus Christ planted within and thus have their divine power to overcome sin. So with all that we've gone over, how much does God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit want you to be saved? We've learned that all of our confessed and forsaken sins are forgiven for free. We've learned that we are given the precious robe of Christ's righteousness as a gift. That we are freely accepted and embraced by God as being his real sons and daughters. That we are provided for free all the grace and strength in Christ necessary to fight against all sin and evil. We've discovered that we are also given the heavenly armor necessary to fend off all the attacks of the enemy. We've understood that God prevents the devil from overwhelming us with too many attacks all at once so that we will not be overwhelmed and defeated in the beginning. We've learned that Christ even makes up for our deficiencies and defects of character with his righteousness as we do our best in denying our habits of sin and defects of the flesh to obey the will of God. And we've just learned that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit do not abandon us to fight this warfare all alone, but they each will work in us, providing us with their divine infinite power so that we will not commit sin, but will do the will of God in all things. And if you've ever needed further proof as to how anxious your Heavenly Father is that you become saved and not lose eternal life, God further promises, if you look at quote number 8, God even promises to hear and answer every one of your prayers before you have even finished saying them, especially those prayers where you are asking for help. In Isaiah 65, verse 24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. So how much does God and Christ and the Holy Spirit want you to be saved? How much do they all love you and want you to be with them for eternity? We've learned that it's more than just a tremendous amount. It's more than just a stupendous amount. It is truly an infinite amount of love and desire. And if you fully understood, if you fully appreciated all that the Godhead have provided you and are personally doing through this glorious plan of salvation, just so that you could be with them together and enjoy eternal life, if you really recognized and realized all that they are doing, what would you be led to say and then to do? What would become your life if you really and truly comprehended this? If you look at quote number 9 from Psalm 71, verses 15 and 16. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. In other words, self is forgotten. In Isaiah 33, verse 5, the Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. And in Jeremiah 51, verse 10, the Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. So, dear ones, knowing this glorious plan of your salvation, and knowing all that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are personally doing so that you can be saved, what did we just read that you are to do? You are to go and show forth God's righteousness and his salvation all today. You are to go forth in the strength of the Lord thy God and declare the work of the Lord for you. But just how are you to go forth in the strength of the Lord? This is what we will discover next time. And praise God for his word of life. Praise Jesus for being the great shepherd of the sheep, our shepherd. And praise the Spirit for leading and guiding us into all truth. May we indeed follow our shepherd, safely going where he leads the way, because he will never lead us astray. He will only lead us into the best path possible for salvation. So we hope to see you next Sabbath, dear ones, as we learn how we're to go forth in showing forth God's righteousness. Our closing song, quote verse, is titled, quote verse, In God's Green Pastures Feeding. Indeed, following our Savior. In God's green pastures feeding by his cool waters lie. Soft in the evening walk my Lord and I. All the sheep of his pasture fare so wondrously fine. His sheep am I. Waters cool, pastures green, in the evening walk my Lord and I. Dark the night, rough the way, step by step, my Lord and I.
Through the streets of the city in the darkness of night, far from the fold, he heard my lonely cry. Now I sit at his table in the palace of light. Is she, am I? Waters cool in the valley, pastures green on the mountain. In the evening walk my Lord and I. By the light in the desert, up the way on the mountain. Step by step, step by step, Lord and I.
In the city of God by the tree of light, eating its fruit is my Lord and I. Talking by the river of the water of life, his child am I. Waters cool, pastures green,
on the mountain.
In the evening walk my Lord and I. Dark the night,
in the valley,
rough the way,
on the mountain,
step by step,
step by step,
my Lord and I. So, dear ones, in this walking in the pathway of God, following our great shepherd of the sheep, you're not alone. He's right there with you every step of the way. He's yoked himself with you so that you don't have to fight alone. You have his divine help, power, strength every step. Don't focus on the trial. Focus on your shepherd, and you will indeed overcome in his grace and strength. He will lead you to those green pastures, even during the darkness that you're going through. And praise his name. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we again praise thy holy name for making possible our salvation. Thank you, dear Savior, for carrying it out and showing us how, through perfect reliance upon your Father, that you gained the victory in every warfare with the devil. And thank you, dear Spirit, for opening our understanding that we can see that we also can gain the victory if we allow Jesus to be planted within our hearts. Thank you, dear Father and Savior and Spirit, for making possible our salvation. for revealing to us the example of perfect unity to provide eternal life to your people. And please help us to follow that example and to be perfectly united one with another in Christ Jesus, that we might bring the prospect of eternal life to others. Thank you, dear Savior, for being our great shepherd and for leading and guiding us step by step to eternal life. Help us indeed to look up that we may live. And help us to do nothing that would in any way jeopardize your life growing within us. We do not want to abort you out of our lives, to crucify you afresh, and to go back to our filthy rag experience. But we want to do everything possible to maintain your growing within us, to encourage it, to strengthen it, that we might indeed come to that experience of a fully mature man, woman, or child made possible by you. Thank you that we're a day closer to heaven, a day closer where temptation and trial will no longer be our lot, but that we may dwell in the house of the Lord, in the peace of our God, in the loveliness and joy of eternity, all because of your great love for us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. What a Savior we have. So we hope to see you next Sabbath, dear ones, as we explore how we are to go forth and reveal the Lord to Zion. Are there any other thoughts, comments, questions, testimonies, songs, requests? Insights, please feel free to share, dear ones.
How about wonderful words of life?
That is a great selection, and could you start us out, dear sister?
All righty. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Excuse me. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life.
Wonderful.
You know what? Can you finish that song for me? My throat seems to be closing up.
Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words,
wonderful words. Of life. What page is it?
Christ the blessed one gives to all
Wonderful words of life, sinless to the living call. Wonderful words of life. Wooing us to heaven.
The Spanish version is Bellas Palabras de Vida. Oh, cantármelas otra vez, bellas palabras de vida. Hay en ello mi gozo y luz, bellas palabras de vida. Sí, de luz y vida. Son sostén y guía, qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida, qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida. Cristo a todos nos da. I'll cut out some of the words for a minute. Bellas palabras de vida. Él hallándote hoy está. Bellas palabras de vida. Bondadoso te salva. Y al cielo te llama, qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida, qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida. Grato el cántico sonará, bellas palabras de vida, tus pecados perdonará, bellas palabras de vida, sí de luz y vida, son sostén y guía, qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida, qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida.
Amen. Wonderful words of life indeed. Are there any other songs, any questions or comments, anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones? Please go right ahead.
Voy al cielo, soy peregrino, a vivir eternamente con Jesús, pues él abrió ya amplio camino a al expirar sobre el mar la cruz. Voy al cielo, soy peregrino, a vivir eternamente con Jesús. Duelo, muerte, amarga pena, nunca, nunca más se encontrarán allá. Preciosa vida de gozo llena, el alma mía disfrutará. Voy al cielo, soy peregrino, a vivir eternamente con Jesús. Tierra santa, hermosa y pura, entraré en ti salvado por Jesús. Y gozaré siempre la aventura, iluminado con santa luz. Voy al cielo, soy peregrino, a vivir eternamente con Jesús. Father, mother, and sister, brother, if you will not journey with me, I must go. Now since you're going home, your will does cherish, should I to linger and with you perish? I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger. I can tarry, but I'm not. For a wherefore, by sin so blighted, in immortal beauty soon you'll be arrayed. He who has formed thee will soon restore thee, and then the dread curse shall never be. I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger. I can tarry, but our night.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. And praise God that we have the Savior with us while we're tarrying until he comes again. So, amen. Yeah, that's true. Sister Karina loves this song. I miss her. It'd be nice to hear her sing it again one of these Sabbaths. Are there any other thoughts, comments, songs that you'd like to bring forth, dear ones? Please go right ahead.
Never Give Up is the song by Jonathan.
There are days I know when you get so discouraged, it seems that all hope is gone. But there's one, only one, who can give you courage and strength to carry on. Never give up, Jesus is coming. It's the darkest night before dawn. Never give up, Jesus is coming. Never give up, keep holding on. This old world I know can last much longer, and sin will soon pass away. But my faith in God simply keeps growing stronger, for Jesus is coming someday. Never give up, Jesus is coming. Is the darkest just before dawn? Never give up, Jesus is coming. Never give up, keep holding on.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother. That is a very beautiful and encouraging song. Never give up, for Jesus is coming. Amen. There's been a request for Day by Day. And why don't you go ahead and start us out, dear sister?
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, have no cause for worries or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Loving me, its parts of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest.
Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made.
Hallelujah. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation. Offer me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toils and trouble meet thee, here to take us from my Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
yeah, Brother Dick knows this song.
Does he? In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody. Wait a minute, what did I do? I looked away. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis the melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. The melody of love.
I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
'Twill be my endless theme in glory. With the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony. When the courts of heaven ring, ba-da-da-da, in my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
Amen. So when you're looking for a song to sing to cheer you up, this is a good one. In my heart there rings a melody of love. Amen. Are there any other thoughts or comments? Anything else that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead.
Sweet promises given to all who believe. Behold, I come quickly, mine own to receive. Hold fast till I come, the danger is great. Sleep not as do others, be watchful and wait. Hold fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come.
Chant to prayer. With love's burning bright, he comes to all others at tiff in the night. We know he is near, but know not the day. A spring shows that summer is not far away. Hold fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come.
Yes, this is our hope. It's built on His word. The glorious appearing of Jesus our Lord. Of promises all, it stands as the sum. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast till I come. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting. Hold fast till I come.
God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future,
and life is over.
The living just because He lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, He comes of assurance. This child can face uncertain days because He lives.
You could sing with me, dear sister.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone.
Because I know He holds the future. And life is over, the living just because He lives.
And life is worth the living just because He
lives. Blessed are they that do. Hear the words of the Savior has spoken, words of life, unfailing and true. Careless one, prayerless one, hear and remember, Jesus said, blessed are they that do. Blessed are they that do His commandments. Blessed are they, blessed are they, blessed are they that do His commandments. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. All in vain we hear his commandments, all in vain his promises do. Hearing them, fearing them, he never can save us. Blessed, oh, blessed are they that do. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Blessed are they, blessed are they. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. They will joy may enter the city from sin, from sorrow and strife. Sanctified, glorified, now and forever. They may work right to the tree of life. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Blessed are they, blessed are they. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they.
Amen. That was lovely. Haley and I would like to sing Hear My Cry, O God. Haley, go ahead. Say Sabbath blessings, everyone. Okay. One, two, three. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than high. That is higher than high. For thou hast built a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than high. That is higher than high. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much for singing that duet. I'd like to hear you sing more often, Sister Haley. And looking forward to Sister Emma as well. Now praise the Lord. Are there any other songs, requests, comments, insights that you'd like to share? Please feel free.
Okay, we're gonna sing and my wife will sing, Where Could I Go? Okay. Leaving below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend who'll save me to the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are fine. I love them, everyone. We got along in sweet accord, but when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. needing a friend, oh, save me to the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life in this gun with friend I love so dear. Comfort I got from God's own word. Yet when I face the sleeping hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend, oh, save me to the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
My sister wants me to share Isaiah 40, 25 to 31. But the original one is in the New Translated Version, and I was telling her that I have to learn it with the King James. It might sound a little off, so y'all gonna have to excuse me a little, but she says she really wants me to share the song. To whom then will ye liken me, oh, to whom shall I be equal, said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and behold who has created these things. That bringeth out their hosts by number. He called them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong. In power no one faileth. Why stayest thou, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainting not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gave power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother Israel and sister Lynn, for that duet. Thank you, dear brother Dick and sister Elaine, for the duet as well. And thank you, dear sister Rose, and I think it was sister Gina in there for that duet. That was beautiful. That's a different tune from Isaiah 40, 26 through 31 that I've heard before. That was beautiful. And I'd like to sing this song for you. I love the Lord and he also loves me. We are as one in sweet unity. I was frightfully lost, but my Lord lovingly found me at an infinite cost, and now we're so very happy. Will you, dear soul, choose to love the Lord? He will embrace you as his one adored. You will also experience this blessed oneness. If you remain yoked to the Lord, you'll both be filled with such happiness. Now you love the Lord, and he also loves you. You are as one, and this sweet union is true. Together you are so very happy, and this will continue throughout all eternity. Will you love the Lord, dear ones? It makes all the difference. And then this hymn. This one's fun to sing and so wonderful to realize. Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted, Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted, Calvary, Jesus is very near.
Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior. And life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim. In the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Through death into life everlasting. He passed and we follow him there. Oh, all sin no more has dominion. For more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in this wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
I do have a testimony I would like to share. My dad was in the hospital for a total of 7 days. He had surgery done, a major surgery done, in order to be able to fix his spine to be able to walk. He was released on the 7th day, and he's able to stand up. And he had, according to what he was saying, he was just saying that the Lord had blessed him and gave him an extremely well-developed team to be able to help him through the process. He was also, he said that his surgeon came in to check on him one of the days of his recovery, and he said that he actually had Bible study with his surgeon for about 3 hours, because she was kind of shocked about how well his recovery was and how well he was taking it. So she came in, and according to what my dad said, she came in and asked him how he was doing, and his response was, he smiled and looked at her and said, he's refreshed. And because of that response is the reason why she kept going back to him, and they was able to sit and have Bible study. So my dad came home, and I called him to see how he was doing, and he's doing very well. He looks really good. You wouldn't even tell that he actually went into surgery. If he wasn't sitting down or having to lay down, you wouldn't even know it, because he has this smile as if he had never been through anything. So I just wanted to thank all of you for your prayers. Thank you.
Amen. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be a king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus
than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all of my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sinner's way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Elder Rob, do you have sweet, sweet spirit? This is how my spirit feel today in this beautiful gathering and with such a wonderful sermon.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that is the spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet expression on his face.
Okay, let me begin.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that is the spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this gathering place. There's a sweet expression on each face, and I know the feel the presence of the Lord.
Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Divine Lord, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. Come for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt we know that we have been revived, and we shall leave this gathering place. I'm not sure with this one, Elder. We are all bound together through thy grace, and it's all through the Spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this gathering place.
Amen. And thank you so much for all your singing and wonderful songs. And very uplifting and edifying. Are there any other songs or requests? Any other thoughts that you'd like to share, dear ones? Please feel free to do so.
I'd like to sing that old hymn that haven't sung for a while, is The Comforter Has Come. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, wherever human heart and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come, the Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. The long, long night is past, the morning breaks at last, and hushed the dreadful wail and fury of the blast, as o'er the golden hills the day advances fast, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. Lo, the great King of Kings, with healing in his wings, to every captive soul a full deliverance brings. And through the vacant cells, the song of triumph rings, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. O boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a child of sin, should in his image shine, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. Sing till the echoes fly above the vaulted sky, and all the saints above to all below reply in strains of endless love, the song that ne'er will die. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother. And dear Sister Rose and Sister Mariella, we heard in there at times. Good to hear your voice. Are there any last thoughts or songs, comments that you'd like to bring forth at this time, dear ones, before we close today's service? Please go right ahead.
Several blessings, dear ones. Today I want to share a testimony. Last year we told you that a viewer of the TV program had found us very upset about what Brother Gray was saying in the TV program about the worshiping of images. Then this man received the book, and he started to read it, and he was amazed about what he found in the great controversy book. And now we want to let you know that he is helping us delivering the books that we have stocked here. Because due to the situation, the current situation, we haven't been able of sending those books because the mail, it isn't working. So this week on Monday, thanks to some measures of the government, some people, it's allowed to go out. And many people from the town where live this man has called us asking for the book. So at least 30 or 40 people were waiting for the book, and we sent to this man the books, and he helped us to deliver them in his town. So we are very surprised and also happy for the work that the viewer, it is a soul that is working for the divine work, and we just wanted to let you know what is happening with this man. And also, I think it's been thanks to your prayers as well, and for our prayers. And in less than a year, the change that this man has had. So his name is Luis Antonio Alzate. It is possible to offer a prayer for him, we will be very grateful to you.
Well, praise the Lord. That is wonderful news, dear ones. And we will indeed be keeping Brother Antonio in our prayers. Amen. Glory to God. And it's a miracle of grace what God can do in hearts that accept the truth, even though they don't like it. But when they accept the truth, what a change is made in their life. Amen indeed. Thank you so much for sharing that testimony. Well, dear ones, may God continue to bless you, continue to lead and guide you. May Christ be planted in your heart and continue to grow until you become that mature man, woman, or even child in Christ Jesus. And until we meet again, keep looking up.
Keep looking up. Thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up. He will not fail me, come what may. Keep looking up. The darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking up.